Why do we do what we do? I think that's a fair question that our Lord asks us as we begin this Lent journey. Lent is a time to ask ourselves, why are we doing what we're doing? Why do we behave the way that we do? Our Lord Jesus gives us the example today of the hypocrites who do all of the right things. They give alms, they give to the poor, they pray, and they fast. But he asks us, why are you doing what you're doing? The hypocrites, they give alms so that other people can see their righteous deeds. They blow a trumpet before them to say, bah, 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 look at me and look at all the charitable works I'm doing. The hypocrites do the right thing because they pray. But they pray by standing on the street corner and saying, look how awesome and holy I am, and look at me. And of course they fast. But when they fast, they do so in a way that people will look at them and say, look, they're not washing their face, they're not shaving. Huh, they must be fasting. This is important for us to ask ourselves, why are we doing what we're doing? Why did we get up before we normally do to come to Mass today? Did we do that so that we could get ashes placed on our forehead? I want to say this, the ashes you receive today won't make you holy. Let me say it again, the ashes you receive today won't make you holy. The ashes that we receive are a sign of our dependence on God. It's a sign to the world to say, look, without God in our lives, we're no better than a rotting, decaying corpse. We need our God. If you're here today so that you can have your ashes on your forehead, so you can go to work to say, ha-ha, look how holy I am, I went to church, then maybe you should think twice about coming up today and receiving the ashes. Because if that's our intention, then we are no different than the hypocrites. If we're saying during Lent, I am going to give up coffee, but our coworker comes in with a cup of Starbucks and we go, that looks really good, I can't have any because I gave it up for Lent, then we are fasting in the wrong way. If we come before the Lord to pray and we are in the chapel and we're looking around to see who's taking note that I'm praying, then we're doing it for the wrong reason. Our Lord is asking us during this Lent to know why we're doing what we're doing. To come before our Lord to say, Lord, this is not about me, it's about you. And I think that the language, when we talk about what am I giving up for Lent, the focus then is not on God. It's not on drawing it closer to Him in holiness. It's on me. If I'm saying I'm giving this up for Lent, the focus is on me. So we need to ask ourselves with our Lent sacrifice, what am I giving up and why? What am I doing for Lent and why? Because we don't want to be like the hypocrites. We don't want to give up things for the wrong reasons. For example, we don't want to say I'm going to give up chocolate because I want to lose about 10 or 15 pounds so I look good this summer, my summer best. Lent is not a time for us to go on a diet. Lent is a time for us to say, look, I'm going to give up chocolate because I'm going to say I really love chocolate. And if I can say no to chocolate, it's going to give me the strength so that I can say no to what's important, temptation and sin. Giving something up for Lent teaches us how to say no. It teaches us how to overcome our own fleshy desires so that we can say no when it's really important. You see, we come before the Lord today on Ash Wednesday, not because the ashes are going to make us holy, because the ashes are not going to make us holy. We come before our God because we say we need you. We need our Lord to stir us up, to shake us from our complacency. And that's what this gospel does. That's what the celebration of Ash Wednesday does. That's what the celebration of Lent does for us, is it shakes us up. It says to us, what am I going to do different so that I can grow closer to the Lord? Because my friends, we're here because we need God. We need His forgiveness. We need His repentance. We need His love and we need His presence in our lives. So as we continue today in celebrating this Eucharistic feast, we do so because we recognize how much our God loves us and how much He needs us. And we also celebrate today because we have the greatest treasure that the world has ever known. Jesus Christ, His very self, given to us. And so we celebrate this Eucharistic mystery, proclaiming His love, proclaiming our need for our God. And so we ask our God today as we begin Lent, to help us understand why we're doing what we're doing, so that we can grow closer to Him in holiness, and so that we can be the very best disciples possible.